Welcome to the Fit United Radio and Podcast, where each episode we aim to bring you fresh, relevant fitness and health-related news, content, and interviews to help you reach new heights and ultimately become your best and fittest selves. All right, guys, in 3, 2, and 1, let's go. All right, guys, welcome to episode 2 of the Fit United podcast. It was a beautiful sunny Tuesday here in Surrey, BC. And for you listeners out there who don't know where that is, it is a suburb maybe 30 or so kilometers east of Vancouver. It was a beautiful day, but it was a cold one, so I'm happy to be indoors at the moment. This episode is brought to you by Iron Alley Gym. Iron Alley Gym is not just an ordinary gym that is marketed to the masses. The goal of Iron Alley Gym is to cultivate a community-driven, inclusive atmosphere where anyone from seniors to powerlifters to the inexperienced newcomer to the fitness world can come get a workout in, feel comfortable, and be a part of the community. Check out at Iron Alley Vancouver on Instagram for updates on the grand opening, anticipated to be in spring of this year. Stay tuned. For today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about fitness myths. We hear so many cliches in the fitness world, from no pain, no gain, to if it fits your macros, etc., etc. While these statements have become generally accepted principles within the fitness world, I feel through the spreading of information, whether it be social media, news, magazines, or even word of mouth, the true meaning of many of these statements have become diluted. So I want to go over some of these fitness myths with you today and see if we can shed some light on them and hopefully provide you guys with a better understanding of these fitness myths. All right, let's get started here. Fitness myth number 1. Abdominal crunches will give you a six-pack. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, I absolutely believe in a strong core and a midsection, and crunches are just one of numerous exercises we can use to strengthen those abdominal muscles. But what do you guys think it really takes to have that six-pack finally show? At the end of the day, we all have a six-pack hiding under there. Some are more visible than others, and why is that? Because of our body composition. Body composition is an important measure of your fitness, not just in a superficial sense, but in terms of your health as well. It is a measure of your body fat relative to your lean body mass. There are many ways to measure this, so check with a personal trainer you trust to do the measurements for you. Or if you want to do it on your own, you can buy tools like skinfold calipers or a handheld impedance meter to give you a measurement. Honestly, the best way to see what your body composition is like is to look in the mirror. Even take a picture of yourself. This way, when you implement strategies like cardiovascular activity, resistance training, and a healthy balanced diet consistently for a period of time, you can see your body composition improve over time. Fitness myth number 2. If women weightlift, they will get bulky. What do you think? Well, guess what, guys? Nothing could be further from the truth. Lifting weights, and that includes heavy weights, actually result in women becoming healthier, more toned, and ultimately stronger. Keep in mind that this doesn't equate to being bulky. Ladies, if you're afraid to lift heavy for fear of becoming too bulky, there is no need to worry. And this is why. One of the key ingredients to bulking up in terms of muscle growth is testosterone, which is found in high concentrations in most men, but not as much in women. Ladies, your chemical makeup for the most part lacks what is required for you to be bulky without undergoing extreme training volumes, very specific dieting habits, and supplementation. The trend in the gym these days is shifting away from this fear of bulking up, and women are picking up the heavy stuff, which is really awesome to see. All right, fitness myth number 3. If you stop working out or participating in resistance training, your muscles will turn into fat. I've heard this one a lot, and it's interesting to hear why people believe this is the case. One important factor to keep in mind is that lean tissue or muscle and non-lean tissue, otherwise known as adipose tissue or fat, are entirely separate materials in your body made up of completely different things. What actually happens is when you stop resistance training, your muscles will atrophy or essentially weaken and reduce in size. In turn, adopting this more sedentary lifestyle may result in your gaining more fat mass because of the lack of activity sufficient to use your fuel, which is the food you eat, as energy. One other result of adopting a more sedentary lifestyle is your resting metabolic rate, or the rate at which your body consumes energy at rest, slows down, which means your body is no longer as efficient at burning off those calories. If you're thinking that you're at a point where your body has slowed down significantly, look into participating in activities that elevate your heart rate, from walking around the block at a brisk pace to going up and down a flight of stairs. joining a high-intensity interval training studio like Orange Theory Fitness. Before you start increasing your level of activity, especially with significantly higher intensity, be sure to check with your doctor and have them clear you for more physical activity. Okay, fitness myth number four. Working out in the fat-burning zone helps you lose weight. This one is interesting because it's true, but misleadingly so. The fat-burning zone you see on the treadmill you're on, or your workout or activity tracker, like an Apple Watch or Fitbit, is telling you that you're working out in a lower intensity level. And this is true that during low intensity level activities such as jogging, walking, and even resting is a zone where fat cells are utilized for energy. But there is a big caveat. During low intensity activities, you burn less total calories than you would during a higher intensity activity in that same time period. As an example, you could be out walking your dog Peanut for an hour and burn 250 calories, where a greater amount of those calories required fat as energy. Or you could be in a kickboxing class for 60 minutes and burn nearly 700 calories, where some energy came from fat and most came from carbohydrates. At the end of the hour, you'd have burned more calories in total and likely more fat calories than you would have during your walk with Peanut. So be mindful when you see terms like fat burning zone in the gyms or elsewhere. It's like seeing low fat options on food packaging. Just because it's low fat, it doesn't mean the ice cream is all of a sudden good for you. All right, and last but not least, fitness myth number five. Stretching before a workout is beneficial. Yes, this is true, but with a specific type of stretching. When you first think of stretching, you might think of static stretches like a runner stretch or a quadricep stretch where you grab a foot behind you and stand on one leg. While these stretches are beneficial, they are better used at the end of a workout during a cool down. At the beginning of a workout, it's important to elevate the heart rate and muscle temperature to prepare it for the increased activity ahead, hence it being called a warm-up. Dynamic movements such as jumping jacks, bounding in one spot, kicking your butt with your heels, and high knees are all great and easy examples of ways to dynamically stretch your muscles while warming them up at the same time. The purpose of static stretching is to elongate and relax muscle fibers. And you don't want to relax muscle going into a workout, right? All right, guys, there are the five fitness myths that we are going over today. I hope you found them informative and useful. There are many, many more, and I'm sure you guys are thinking of some now too. If you have a fitness myth you want to talk about, have a topic suggestion for the podcast, or have any questions or comments, call in on the Anchor app. Send me a message on facebook.com/fitunited, and that's FITUNTD. On Instagram at kevingreen.fitness or at fitunited, FITUNTD. Or on our website, fitunited.com. That's FITUNTD.com. All right, guys, have a wonderful evening. Catch you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.